This morning, as I think about Mother's Day and a tribute to a godly mother, yes. You know, you can hardly stop there, though, because you have to continue on and give thanks to God that He drew up the pattern for what would make a mother. When He created man, when He created woman, and He said, this is what's going to be important, and started the process, and as a mother yields herself to the Lord, think about what Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. We can have, in our roles, we can have the best of intentions, but we'll come up short except for the Lord's help. And that's what I'd like for us to look at today, is the value of a godly mother and the instructions that she follows to be able to get to that place. I was thinking there in Exodus 25, verses 8 through 9, where God is talking to Moses and He says, this tabernacle that you're going to build me, I've given you a lot of instructions, step-by-step instructions to be able to build it. And He ends it with saying, see that you build it according to the pattern. Yes. The way I have shown you to build it, you do that and I'll put my blessing on it. And I think of that the same way today for godly mothers. You build according to the pattern, and there will be blessing come from it. Now there's a verse in Isaiah 55 and 8 through 9 where the Lord wants to remind us, says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Letting us know that, you know, on any subject that we would think of, and even this one today, His thoughts are so much higher than ours. When we try to look at how to work out a problem, and it's really on any subject that we can ever think of, His ways are so much higher than what I would figure out, this is how it needs to be. There is a verse in Proverbs 21 and 2, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, yes, but the Lord ponders the hearts. So I'm thinking about the day today and thinking about the direction that some women have gone. And, you know, to be able to see how much value we have in godly women, yes, godly mothers, you need to be able to have something to compare it to. And I think about our nation. Years ago, most mothers were home raising their children.
Yes.
And then came the World War II, where a lot of the men are gone. Women are needed for factory work, so they head out into the factories and go to work. Probably with best intentions that, you know what, the day is coming when I'll be through with this and I'll get back to the role of a mother. But you know, is America today a better place because of it? It's not. Because it started something. When they moved outside of the pattern that God had made for a mother, for a godly mother, the war ends. Women have a taste of freedom,
yes,
from the home duties. The babysitter, the daycare can change the diapers or wipe the noses. It's a lot better to be out here working the job. Had a taste of making their own paycheck. Many after that could not, or they would not, go back to just being the mother that God wanted them to be. And yet through the middle of this, we think about where God told Moses, I'll tell you what, you build it according to the pattern and I'll put my blessing on it. Which means just the opposite. If it's not built according to the pattern, there'll be trouble come from it. And America has seen her share of trouble from that. It made me think of that song, 111. A lot of times we think of song number 111 when I'm coming down sick and I'm saying God's way is best. But you know what, just like this, Isaiah 55 and 8 through 9 says, my thoughts are better than your thoughts, so much higher than yours. Just that same way in that song, God's way is best. If human wisdom a fairer way may seem to show, 'tis only that our earth-dimmed vision the truth can never clearly know. You know, we can take that with the topic that we have today for mother. God's way is best, though all human wisdom around us will tell different things. Though human wisdom a fairer way may seem to show. Then the next verse truly to me says a picture of America today because of the direction that a lot of mothers have gone. Had I the choosing of my pathway, in blindness I'd go astray. I'd wander far away in darkness and wouldn't reach the land of endless day. And not even worrying about that, I'd cause a whole lot of trouble in the world that I'm living in when a mother steps out of the place that she has. There's another verse I was thinking about, Psalms 18 and 30. As for God, His way is perfect. It is the best way to follow in each of the roles that God has for us. In the beginning, God created man and a woman. And I think about this like a program. He programmed them mentally and emotionally with a desire that happiness would come into their life. To the children and those around them. And I was thinking on the manufacturer of a car. He will design that car for a specific purpose. This one is a luxury car. It's for you to be very comfortable in while you're riding. It's not good for a whole lot of other things. Now, I think about even this morning, Cheryl was saying, you know, this is Mother's Day. Could we, instead of riding that old white car, you know, could we ride in a little more comfortable car? It's Mother's Day. So with the Lincoln, you know, I could have some things that I need to do. And I could say, you know what, this car right here, I need to haul firewood. So I'm going to take the trunk lid off of it, and I'm going to make me a pickup out of it and use haul firewood. It wouldn't do it very well, nor would Cheryl be happy with it. But there's a purpose. There was a purpose when man designed that car. It's for a purpose. The same way with Mother's Day, God designed that for a purpose.
Yes.
To fulfill this purpose, there was another, when I'm talking about a vehicle and it's designed for a special purpose, the Boers years ago had a van. And I bought it from them. And I mean, I love that van. It had carpet on the floor. It had carpet on the walls, on the ceiling. It had a big window on the side. It had a lot of miles, but I love that van. Well, one day I wanted to get some calves for the children. Three calves, one for each of the boys. And I called out to Kingfisher, out to a farm out there. And I said, I see you have calves for sale. I'd like to buy three. He said, I've got them. So I drove out there. Kingfisher's a long ways from Guthrie. But I drove out there, and when I pulled up, he said, okay, your three calves. He said, now how are you going to haul them? I said, how am I going to haul them? I said, I'm going to take them in this van right here. I said, I've got a tarp. I'll lay it out on the floor. I don't know what I was thinking. But talking about the purpose that something was designed for, that van wasn't designed to haul calves in. I don't know. I thought you put the calf in there, and he'll look out the picture window while I'm going down the road. He didn't do it. And I should have known when I saw the farm boys, there's about three boys there that was going to load them for me. When I saw them grin when they were fixing to put the calf in there, I should have known. And they put that calf in there, and he looked like he was in a rodeo. He was kicking the walls. I thought he was going to kick the wind out. And they had asked me, they said, you want us to tie his legs? And I said, no, don't tie his legs. I said, just put him in there, and that way he can walk around and he can look out the windows. Well, then he's kicking. I mean, he about knocked out the window. And I said, hey, tie him down. So they put in three calves. See, there's different purposes for things, and that wasn't the purpose for that van. They had three calves now laying in there on the floor, tied down. Their legs are tied. But a calf can still move pretty good distances with his legs tied. And by the time I got to Guthrie, one of them was up in the front with me, and I was just pushing him back. Well, the design wasn't there. You could have got a pickup. You could have got a trailer. There's things to be able to do with it. You know what? This same thing, God gave us instructions today for a mother. And you look at how many mothers in that same... Now, you may say, how in the world does that go along with mothers? You could look at the same thing, the distance that some mothers have gone from the pattern. This is what this thing was designed for. There's a manual with your car that says you do it this way, and you'll get the very peak performance out of this vehicle. Well, from the beginning of it, I was thinking about there's a responsibility for me too, for the man. And we say, well, this is Mother's Day, it's not Father's Day, but you know, one helps to make the other one happen. And I was thinking about instruction in this instruction manual. It will tell me as the man, way back there at the beginning in Genesis, it says, in the sweat of your face will you eat bread. To the man, he's going to be the provider. And there's a reason for that. 1 Timothy 5 and 8, it says, if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, He has denied the faith and he's worse than an infidel. Because the role that God gave for him allows the mother to be able to focus on the role that God gave for her. Hers, Genesis 3 and 16, said, "Thou shalt bring forth children." And I've thought about this at work. I have watched working women, young women. Maybe somebody comes in with a baby, and you can see their eyes light up. "Oh, I would love to have one of those." And it's almost like going to the pet store. "I saw this little puppy. He's so cute. I believe I'd like to have a puppy." And so maybe they do have a child. And some of them, they're off for the maternity leave. And I'm wondering, what's going to happen now? Will they call in and say, "You know what? This is my life right here. I just, work is no longer important. It is raising this child."
Yes.
But so often, just like with going down to the pet store, that puppy grows up and he requires care. And so many times I see at the end of that maternity leave, the mother says, "I've got to get back to what I want to do now. Yes, I do still have this puppy. I still have this child, but I'm going to have somebody else take care of it." Moving outside of the plan, we've got it surrounding us so much that we hardly think about it anymore. If we could just realize there was a blueprint laid down at the beginning of time that said, "I tell you what, your nation, your world, your family, everything will work best when it works right inside this sphere." Because, and at the same time, I'd like to say, you know what, there are mothers that have to work. There are mothers that maybe the father has died.
Yes.
There are mothers where the father has walked out on the children and said, "You know what, I don't really care." God has a way of blessing that.
That's right.
And I always want to make sure it's clear to anyone that would ever hear this, that they would know, you know what, there's instances, and I think of Irma. When Bob died, immediately the responsibility shifted now.
Yes.
Her place is to provide for the family, and God backs that up just like he would back up anything else. But it's when my heart moves out of the place that God wants it to be. There are negative things that come, social issues that we're facing today, that they won't go trace it back to this, but you know what? We could track that all the way back to where when the mother moved out of her role. And she's no longer there when the children come home. In fact, the children through their life have been able to feel that, you know what, I'm at daycare day after day. And I'm almost a pain to my family. I look at some at work where when the schedule gets messed up a little bit, if the daycare closes for a snow day, it throws everything out of kelter because the mother is working her job. She doesn't have enough vacation time, so the other has got to take off, and it just messes everything up. The daycare is what's important. There was thinking about the instinct that God put in for a mother and for a child. One of my coworkers, his daughter had a child out of wedlock, so there's no father there to provide. Instantly, she's got to take care of meeting expenses. And she had been home with the child for a while, and they had really bonded. And so she found a daycare to take it to. And he was telling me this each day as it was happening. Said the first day she took that child to daycare, said that child cried as she was leaving. And when she walked in, the child was still crying. And they told her, said, "That child has not stopped crying since you left." And that really tore at her heart. And so the next morning she comes back. The child starts crying again. And she's just almost to the point, said, "You know what, I can't do this. I gotta take care of my child. I got to go home." And so the workers there told her, said, "Look, just go on. The child is going to cry. Probably will cry all day today and maybe tomorrow. But you give it a few days and the child will quit that crying."
Yes.
You know, if that is a good daycare center to where they're really putting some effort into making the child happy, the day could come that the child would cry when the mother comes to take them home now.
Yes.
Because they've bonded. You know, that bonding time that they would have, that bonding has been shifted to someone else. I'm thinking about the instinct. This morning at 2 o'clock in the morning, when I sure wish I could have been sleeping, a couple days ago I decided again that I was going to separate the cow and calf at home and wean the calf. Well, at 2 o'clock this morning, and I put the cow in another pasture. At 2 o'clock this morning, the cow's by my front window bellowing. because she's going back to her calf. Well, I knew then she had to she tore down a fence somewhere to get back to that calf. There was an instinct come from God himself.
Yes.
That he programmed, even the animals. They show us what God had planned for a mother to be able to do. There is another story that has stood with me all these years. You may remember it. I was working over at the print shop when they were building it on the morning that this happened. Just up from the print shop, if you were going up the hill over on the left-hand side, there's a house there. You'll still see the toys out in the breezeway there. This man had, they had a daycare center there. He had the little train made of barrels that he would pull the children around in daycare. Well, one morning, on that morning, mothers were coming in, dropping off their children. It's winter time and it's still dark. And it's a lot of things, commotion going on. So a mother came in and dropped off her child and headed back to Guthrie to work. And what they didn't realize was that others were coming in. The child was determined to go with his mother and slipped out. And must maybe saw which way the mother had gone and followed her out into the highway and was hit and killed. And that daycare never operated again. In fact, the house is sitting empty today. And I think about these things that we see, the culture that we have around us, needs to make us more thankful than ever for the mold that God put that said, I tell you what, you follow this pattern and you'll have success in your life. It will bring you the most happiness. The manufacturer's guidelines. I was thinking about the one in 1 Timothy 5 and 14, that the younger women would marry, bear children, and guide the house. You know, there is a lot of value just in those three words, guide the house. You know, there were times when I'm filling out an application for something and they say, what is your spouse's work? What kind of work, employment? What does she do? And I say, she's a homemaker. You know, some people look at that and say, oh, I thought she had a job. You know, folks, if we would look at this right here, guiding the house, there's not another job out there that is better than that. To be, think of the verse that says, just this was in the instruction manual, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he'll not depart from it. Well, he may go another direction, but I believe the Lord will always bring back that training that has come to them. Being able to see the value. I'd like to look at another verse. We've read this, using it in a different way in the past. But in Matthew, in the 13th chapter, and in the 45th verse, it says, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all he had and bought that. And I was thinking the value of a mother to be able to guide the house. Yes. It comes to a point where she's willing to sell everything to be able to have this pearl of great price. This job that God has given me, I see the value in it. And as I was thinking about instinct, in the animal world, it came straight from God. There's no training for an animal to take care of its young. We hear about if you were to go out in Colorado and you're walking in the on a path, be very careful. Said if you see that little cub and he looks so cuddly and maybe he's even coming toward you, what you do? You better run, because there's an instinct in a mother bear that when it comes, that mother bear is willing to die to see that its cub is not harmed. There was another example I've seen before, chickens. You know, a mother hen, normally she would run, a hen would run from a dog if he starts to chase her.
Yes.
But you know, if she has chicks, you'll see a different hen then.
Yes.
You'll see a hen that'll chase a dog. You'll see a hen that's willing to die. I'll stand here between you and these chicks. You'll have to take care of me first before you get to them. And there's a story that has always stood out to me where there was a fire on a farm.
Yes.
That just burned through the barnyard, through the place there. And they said, when everything had all settled down, everything's all blackened. You know, we have lived long enough in America where the lines have become blurred.
Yes.
Of what a mother is. But if we went back just to the animal world, we would be able to get a little picture of the pattern that God had for us, the role for a mother, the role for a father. They said as they went through this barnyard, this farm here, Everything's charred. But they saw a lump, a charred black lump there, and said when they went up to it, they just kicked it with their shoe, toe of their shoe there, flipped it over. And when they did, little chicks just came running out. That mother had stayed there and burned. And I look at, this is what God designed for a mother to be. And as a nation, as a world, getting outside of the pattern that God made for families. And now we wonder, how is it that young people can go to a school and kill other young people that they have no ought against? Just randomly running through the school, stabbing people in the back. I'll tell you, a lot of this is going to move back to, there wasn't a mother at home, there wasn't a godly mother to be able to train a child. To be able to train a child that you need to respect the rights of others. You need to, you know, we have heard in the past about latchkey children.
Yes.
That they come home in the afternoon and there's no mother there because she's out working. Well, you know, she plans when she picks up the child from daycare in the evening, she plans, I'm going to give them some quality time. We have heard that in the past about quality time is, yeah, you know, justifying it. Yeah, you mothers stay home all day, every day. But we give ours, we pack into 1 hour, we give them some quality time. Well, really all that is to justify the feelings that I have of, you know what, I may not be in the real mother that I need to be to these children. So for us, there are some things that we're facing today that if we're not careful, the things that crowd around us, after a while, we can become desensitized to it.
Yes.
We need to always look back to the manufacturer's manual that he said, you know what, if you follow this guideline, it'll bring happiness in your life.
Yes.
Think about Mother's Day today and thinking about the animal kingdom. An animal will die before he sees his offspring hurt. And then I think about abortion. How far we have come as mothers in our land. How many millions of babies have been killed? And then last night on the internet, and some of you may have seen it, Cheryl showed it to me, and there was a lady that came on, a young lady, and she said, there has been so much negative spin on abortion. She said, I want to give abortion a positive story. She said, I want you to see my face when this child is being taken. It'll be all smiles. And then she came back on after 1 month. And she said, I want to tell you, there's no grief. There's no, people said you're going to grieve after you have done such a thing. So there's no grief there. You know, as I looked at that, it just brought a sadness to me. For her.
Yes.
You know what? Because Romans 1 tells us what has happened. Without natural affection.
Yes.
The very thing that God put into a girl as she grows up. You think about a little child. And I remember with Heather when she was little. She got a lot of little dolls and all. And maybe they'd be laying around a little bit. And so I'd pick one and maybe toss it over on the couch. Get it out of the way. Uh-uh, you don't do that. That's a real... That's a human being right there that you're tossing around to a child, it is. And I think about how that instinct starts out in a little girl and develops. And it's developing for a purpose. It's that God-given instinct in it to be able to take care of little children. They can lose natural affection. And you know what? It doesn't matter how many abortions there are and how many lawmakers say, it's a woman's choice. We need to realize it's not part of the owner's manual. It's not part of the original blueprint. And failure will always come from it. There is the verse in Philippians 2 and 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And it says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But it also says, he took upon him a form of a servant. You know what? That is a depiction of a godly mother. And I've seen it in my own life when mom was probably the one that should have been taken care of, but I'm sick and she'll stay up through the night taking care of me. Took upon them a form of a servant. That to me is the picture of a godly mother, serving her family. And you know, we all hear the stories about when times are tough and food's being passed around and the dessert. And it's the mother that says, you know what, I really don't need that anyhow, but you find out there's just enough pieces for all the rest of the family. The role of a mother. Then also, in closing, I want to think about the verse in Isaiah 5 and 20. It says, woe to them that call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. For us to be able to go from here, as we go out and face the world and the pressures are on around us, that this is a good model. That we be able to realize, you know what, it's not a part of this manual that that God of heaven created us with. And today we're faced with same-sex marriage.
Yes.
We're going to have to deal with it out in the future. And as we're looking at Mother's Day, we need to remember something. There'll never be another child born under that plan. It's outside of the manual that God gave. Now, yes, they have all kinds of ways to work around it. They're now fighting really strong for adoption, to be able to adopt children so I can look just like your family. Different ways of being able to have children. But you know what? They'll never be able to match what God said this will be, because there's a curse on it. God from the beginning set up a blueprint, and he said, if you'll follow this, there'll be peace and happiness in your life. And you know what? It doesn't just stop in the family unit. That peace will flow out to where a nation is caught up with peace when they follow the blueprint that is there. With all the evil around, I'm still glad that there are women, godly mothers, that say, you know what? I won't be affected by what's happening around me. I won't be affected by the pressure of working women that say, an hour of quality time is better than all day with a child that has a runny nose and all. But that we would realize, you know what? This is for the long haul. This is not going down to the pet store. And this one, I mean, I've had puppies come to my house before, Heather bring them. And you know, as a puppy, they are cute as can be. Little ball of fur that in about 30 days, if I would remember, things are going to appear in the yard for the next year that he's goes out and he finds something and he brings it back in the yard, and it's, and you've got a lot to work with. To be able, for a mother to be able to see through all that, I'm developing this child. Yes, they're sick with the flu and now another one's sick and seems like I'll never get out of this sickness. And yet to be able to see, but this is part of the pattern. This is part of the manual that says there'll be some peace come, not just to my home, but it'll feed out. And I want to tell you, as it gets dark around us, to the mothers, I'd like to say, let your light shine.
Amen.
Because I tell you, we're seeing evil happening with young people. And the leaders are trying to figure what is causing this. It must be the guns. Guns is the problem. No, we got to move on back farther. There is something else that has broken down in our society. And this is the beginning of the cure for it. So I'd like to say to the mothers, happy Mother's Day. And to Sister Vicky, I was telling her this morning, happy Mother's Day, because she's taking care of more children than anybody. So I'd like to say, keep on the good work. Don't be pressured by the world around you that, you know what, this is the right way to go. This will bring you happiness. Because a lot of times what we find from that is it's coming from a sense of me first. Let me make sure I'm the one that's happy, and then we'll see if there's anything left over to give to someone else. And that'll never work in a home for raising children. I desire your prayers.